Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Colony, I want you to hear this, and then I want to ask you one question. Here's Maurkice Pouncey.
100%. Tom Brady does it. I've seen him do it plenty of times before. No one says anything. He's the ultimate competitor when Tom Brady does it. Peyton Manning used to do it all the time.
And he's talking about AB sideline tantrum, yada, yada, yada. I've resigned myself to this last year at about this time. Remember when AB went after the water cooler a little bit with Todd Haley?
Yeah, he didn't get the water cooler as well as Sean Rodriguez, though.
Did not. But I resigned myself to this. AB, whether we like it or not, if other Steelers like it or not, whatever, AB is going to have a different set of rules. It's going to be grossly different than everybody else. And as long as he produces, it's never going to change. We're wasting our breath saying he should be punished. We're wasting our breath saying that everybody needs to live by the same rules, all this. It's just, and it may happen again where AB has a transgression, but he's just going to be treated vastly different than everyone else. I've arrived there, and I'm going to be there, and I'm okay with it.
I'm going to take a semi-educated guess here that there was a meeting, that there were some players involved in this. I know Tomlin spent some one-on-one time with AB. I'm guessing that the captains were involved in this as well, and that somehow Tomlin ran it by them if they thought that he should miss time, and their opinion was that he shouldn't. That's just that's a theory I'm floating out there, and like I said, a semi-educated guess. I don't know that that's the case, but would that make sense to you that some of the players had some input in that regard? Like, hey, look, I want to deal with this guy, and I'd like to sit him down. And they said, we're
0-1-1. We need a W, coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I was disappointed when I heard that yesterday, that there was going to be, make him sit for a quarter or something. And like we talked about yesterday, it would have been, what if? Look, they're not better without him.
I'm also convinced of this. It's not going to change. Like, AB is going to operate on the plane that he wants to.
That would be a good fan morning show poll. When is AB going to blow up next? Next series.
Well, I think you could have affected some change with him. You could have affected some if you had taken away what's the most valuable thing to him? The spotlight, right? And winning football games because he is a key contributor. You take that away from him for a quarter or a half or a game, yes, it's going to hurt your team.
You want to hear something crazier? I think it would hurt AB more to tell him he needed to put his social media away than take him off the field for a series.
That may be true, too.
If you told him you have to go dark on social media for the rest of the year, I think that, in a weird way, I think that would hurt him more than suspending him a quarter. Honestly, I honestly believe that.
That's an interesting point. There would be ways for – he would be able to get his message out through other people's platforms.
But he's in love with making people look at him.
He's in love with him.
Yeah, absolutely. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
I mentioned this to you guys earlier. If the player – I don't want to say the players don't care, okay, because they do care. But they don't seem – none of this stuff seems to bother them.
Which is the question we bumped around. Are they lying to themselves
and
just believing that?
If they don't care, why should we care?
Do they not care because they're past the point of caring and they're lying to themselves that there's really no problem? Or is there really no problem? Like, don't we all see from the outside there is a fractured locker room? There's all this stuff that's happening.
I think there is, yeah.
Or do they look at this and say, hey, we went through all of this stuff and then some last year and went 13-3.
I played that soundbite from Pouncey, and he said, this stuff happened last year, and look what we did. And then, he kind of stopped.
You stop and think about Jacksonville?
Because he goes, we made it to a bye week.
Right.
We got a bye week. They went 13-3. And they should have been 14-2, and AB had nothing to do with that ridiculous bad call involving Jesse James. Would things have been different? I don't know. It's just that I also the other part about this, though, is I wonder if the Steelers, meaning Tomlin, if they're afraid that if they do something to him and threaten him with some sort of punishment that we think would carry some weight, is that he would just completely shut it down and say, to heck with you guys.
Well, he's under contract for another 3 years. He can't do that.
Well,
Well, if he would stop working as hard as he works, I think. I think you have a valid point there. If AB becomes...
But not showing up on Monday, that was, you know, to me... And they said he's got personal issues.
I still want to hear... Well, if he has personal issues, he doesn't necessarily need to dive 1,000% into his personal life, but we need... We don't need it. It would be nice to hear a little bit more transparency about it.
Yes. And I think if there were ever a time for a coach who hasn't won in the first 2 weeks of the season to put a foot down, now is the time.
Right.
We talk about it all the time. Mike Tomlin's not going anywhere.
When he sits up there today or stands up there today, AB, and whether, I'm telling you, he might come in there with background singers and a full 18-piece orchestra when he makes this announcement today.
Your choir.
Did AB stub his toe or did someone die? Like,
right.
I want to know the extent of what happened on Monday.
Or did he just not feel like answering questions? Because Sunday night he leaves early, Monday he doesn't come in. He doesn't usually talk to the media on Monday anyway, but did he feel like, well, I'm going to get questions about this now, especially given what I tweeted?
Jim, you think AB wants to win football games or AB wants his numbers?
Both, but I think he wants to win, but he wants to be the reason they win.
Exactly.
How about that? That he wants his...
And the Steelers stand a pretty good chance to win if AB... gets big numbers.
Right, but didn't we talk about this? Why do you think Jesse James put up big numbers the other day? Why do you think Juju did?
Because AB's
got like
locked up.
Two guys on
as
him.
As much as you can lock him up.
Yeah, but it ain't fun to be the decoy, man. It's just not. You don't get on SportsCenter for being the decoy.
He gets his, and Ben admitted that he forced a few balls. We could see it. He admitted he forced a few balls to him. It's so annoying.
Yes!
Jim is ready for the weekend.
No,
Jim
is
ready for vacation and the beach.
It's just grow up. You know, you keep talking about he's a 30-year-old. Grow up. Thank you.
All right. Ed Away, the Honorable James Colony joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.